Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ah-ha-ha-ha.
Hey, what's going on, biddies? Welcome back to the show. Drab and Valdez.
Yeah, I'm not sure we know how to do this.
Episode 172.
It was a nice vacation, wasn't it?
It's been a while.
I know. I haven't seen you behind the mic in a while.
Not sure I remember how to do this, Valdez. You're right.
Hopefully we're recording.
Hey, it wouldn't be the first time.
There's always been a time for that.
Blame Valdez.
No. Blame Drabby. That's what I do. I always blame Drabby.
So it's been 2 weeks since we've done a show. By the way, it is Wednesday, May. Is it the 21st?
Yes, the 21st.
So, yeah, it's been a couple weeks. Valdez had a golf trip and went to
Hilton Head Island. Lovely Hilton Head Island.
And when he was about wrapping up, I went to Hilton Head Island.
Yeah, it's like we had a wraparound vacation. I need to hear your full review of the island, because Hilton Head is very near and dear to my heart. So I was very scared when you told me you were going to Hilton Head, just mm-hmm. because I don't think you know how much I love Hilton Head.
Well, here's the thing. First up, you don't get two beaches near and dear to your heart. You got to pick one. You don't get to be the Ocean City guy, and
I disagree.
No, you get to pick one.
No, I disagree. You're allowed to have multiple vacation
lovers?
Spots.
No, you're not allowed to have multiple lovers. You can have multiple vacation spots. You're allowed to have one near and dear to your heart.
That's unfair. That's unfair. Who's more near and dear to your heart, Blake or Tinsley? It's the same thing. It's the same.
It's not. They came at the same time. I experienced them together.
Well, I experienced Daddy Warbucks growing up. We got to go on two vacations every now and then.
Okay.
No. Hilton Head is like your fine dining meal, mm-hmm. and Ocean City is like your fast food, your go to order at Wendy's type meal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're very different cuisines, but they scratch an itch. That's how I would put it.
I'll accept that. I'll accept it. I don't know if I get... I don't exactly... I didn't exactly feel I was in the Hamptons or when I was in Hilton Head. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, well, the Hilton Head definitely
I know David Falk lives in Hilton Head.
Well, no, that he
Wexford
lives...
Wexford and all that.
Okay. He lives in Kiowa.
All right, well,
it's
whatever.
Different than Hilton Head. But Hilton Head is bougie. There's definitely... highfalutin parts.
Oh, of course. I saw plenty of donks in Hilton.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I saw plenty of people with their coolers and everything dragging stuff to the beach.
Well, being in Ocean City.
A lot of tank tops.
Being in Ocean City and being in Hilton Head are two different worlds. You have to agree with that.
Oh, 1,000%.
The clientele who goes to one beach versus the other is totally different. Also, I feel like the scene is different in Hilton Head. Hilton Head's a more family-oriented, relaxing type vibe. Ocean City is more of go to the beach, go out at night.
Everyone says that about Hilton Head. It didn't seem extremely family-friendly to me, as in there wasn't a ton of activities for kids to do.
You have a great point. Because
like Ocean City was nonstop.
Oh, yeah. They have tchotchkes galore.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, like Ocean City's more like get S-faced and drunk or, you know.
Like Ocean City is hosting bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Right.
Hilton Head's not really hosting a bachelorette party.
It is more a vacation for family, for homes and things like
no,
that.
No, I understand.
Hilton Head's needs more activities.
I know. Because I remember when I was a kid, like 13, 14, you really didn't have much to do besides go to the beach. Like
right.
You would go to this Nubs putt-putt course.
Yeah, I saw a couple putt-putt places.
Yeah,
but like Myrtle Beach. Now, look, I'm not saying you want to be Myrtle Beach because when you get all that kind of stuff, you bring in a lot of...
A different crowd, yeah.
You bring in you lose your charm.
Right. But like there's no like merry-go-round.
There's got to be some sort of happy medium.
I completely understand. But when you say family focused, family oriented, for a trip, it's a lot of bonding together.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily activities for 5-year-olds to do.
So you were a little Rick at me when I came back.
I was a little Rick.
Because I wasn't taking a shot at Hilton Head, you're near to your heart. But I was a little surprised, and I on purpose didn't do a lot of research going in.
Okay.
The water was a little brown. I don't know why the water was a little brown.
No, all right.
Ocean City has a bluer ocean.
I don't know about it.
No, it's more like it's a more navy. It's a darker blue. The water in Hilton Head
it's
was
like
a,
brackish.
It looked like the James River in Richmond or something. I don't know. It looked a little brown.
Okay, hold on. So when you went to Hilton Head, did you imagine the water being able to see your feet through the water or something like that?
I thought it would be blue. I thought it would be blue. I don't know. I don't know.
The Atlantic Ocean is not that blue.
I've been to Maine. It was blue there. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't brown.
Did you go in the water at all?
I don't know anything. There must be some, I don't know,
sediment?
Sediment or some sort of rivers depositing mud into that section of the ocean. It was overly brown.
I don't know.
The beach was beautiful. The sand was beautiful. The hard, compacted
sand. Yeah, don't you like
sand.
That hard sand?
Yes,
it's LA.
It's great. You want to play like a football game out there or something, it would be fantastic.
It's great. Yeah, it's great for activity. But I don't know. Whenever I go to the beach, I guess I'm not checking the clarity of the water like you.
You don't notice that when you go to Florida and you don't know that the water's crystal clear?
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never been to the water in Florida.
Okay.
I've been to a Disney World or land, whatever it's called.
That doesn't count.
I know, but I've never been on the ocean.
You've seen pictures of Miami.
Actually, I take that back. I've been to Miami. That water's blue. Right. It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me.
That's typically the first thing that people look for.
You know what? Whenever I'm on a beach, I'm content to be on a beach, and it doesn't bother me whatsoever.
See, look, I'm a different guy than you, from the same cloth as Pops Cahill. We just don't get sized for the be out on the sand all day.
I know. I need to do a tutorial with you.
All right, then take me through it, because when we got there and we did the tour, we walked out on the beach and we kind of looked around. We put our feet in the sand. And we
go, like, all right, that's cool. That's enough.
Nice beach. All right, let's go back inside. And I don't think my parents went out on the beach at all.
I don't think my parents went out on the beach. They come all the way from Washington and they're to Hilton Head and they're not on the beach. That's almost psychotic behavior to me.
We walked out. Besides, one time we walked out there, they didn't come back out. I know my mom didn't. I think my dad came out maybe.
Are your parents fair-skinned or something?
Well, we are Irish. But I don't think it has much to do with it.
I mean, I don't mind redding up like a crawfish.
Everyone saw the photo. Everyone saw the photo that you and me both posted of you looking like a tomato. It was actually a little embarrassing to be with such. It looked like you fell asleep out there with a Coors Light in your hand, passed out with your shirt off.
I love getting burned. There were guys out there. I want to become one of those leather men. You know what I'm talking about?
You were on your way.
Where you're like 60 years old. And you're in your chair, no umbrella, none whatsoever. You don't fear UV rays, and it's almost like you're oiling up to tan more, and you tan every inch of your body, and you're brown skin. You look like the Redskins logo.
Interesting dichotomy here about these, because you're a big no umbrella on the beach guy. I'm desperately looking for an umbrella to get under. But here, when it rains, you are, I got to get my umbrella. And I think umbrellas are for sissies when it rains.
I don't know. It must be your Pacific Northwest bias. I don't understand.
Valdez was crying today about his block walk to the car because he didn't have an umbrella.
I don't like getting soaked in the rain. I don't understand how this is something you make fun of somebody for. I don't mind. I don't mind. Getting the rays from outside, but I do mind getting wet. I guess I'm like the Wicked Witch of the East.
I guess so.
Or West, getting wet and you melt. Why is that a big deal? I don't understand that. Do you think I'm less of a man because I don't?
What?
Because I want to carry an umbrella when it's a downpour outside?
Oh, our little side thing here. It's a Pacific Northwest snobbery thing. You don't in Seattle, if you carry an umbrella, you're seen as like a outsider, a tourist, no, somebody who can't handle the rain. That's how it is. It's like a faux pas. I don't know what to compare it to. How does somebody crack their crabs? Like a rube. How would a rube crack their crabs?
If you take a knife to open up the apron, you're kind of a wasp. Same thing.
All right. Yeah. Okay. If I had crabs, I would probably use a knife because I don't care about your traditions or your societal norms. Same thing in Seattle.
What do you think is less manly? All right. Using an umbrella when it rains. Or stopping to ask for directions?
Stopping and asking for directions is at the very top of the list. Women will never understand, but it's just something you don't really do as a man. You figure it out yourself.
Exactly. When you're in a pickle, you figure it out.
Yeah.
One more thing I want to mention about Hilton Head.
Mm-hmm.
I have a show announcement.
I mean, this is...
What?
Buckle up. I don't even know. Buckle up. You're not going to be able to just slide this in here.
I'm not. I don't plan to. Down in Hilton Head.
Because let me tell you something before.
Set this
up properly. Okay.
All right. So I guess Drab is texting me feverishly, trying to meet up and everything. And it's our last day to do it. And it's raining. Let's get ready to stop. So I tell him, hey, I'm getting ready to go grab lunch at Sandbar. Why don't you meet me at
Are at you Sandbar. 100% sure you want to do this? You're ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Buckle up.
And I go to Drab, and Drab meets me in there. He drives up, and he comes and he sits down next to me. And he gets a cider. Yeah, you got a cider.
I got a Coors Light. They didn't have cider.
Oh no, yeah, you asked for cider, yeah. They didn't have it. And he gets his beer. He's good hanging out. And I break the news to Drabby, and I introduce him to my fiance. I am officially engaged.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you, Drab.
Biddies, you hear it first.
Yes.
Nobody on the Junkies knows. You're hearing this is the big news from Valdez.
No, although the guys know. I told them.
Yeah, I mean, the guys know, but I mean, nobody outside.
The announcement.
The announcement, yeah.
Yes. Got a Bruce-like announcement to make. I am
congratulations.
Engaged. Thank you.
Massive news for Valdez. Very excited for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad you got to meet her and everything. It seems like you guys hit it off.
I really enjoyed hanging out with Matt's fiance. Very nice lady. Perfect for you.
Thank you.
Get along great.
Thank you.
You're going to be very, very happy together, I can tell. So, I was stunned. I don't really know how to, because I hadn't met her, and then it was just, meet my fiance. And it was so far out of right field for me. So,
yeah, I guess I've been very secretive about my relationship for a while.
Well, I knew you were dating. Matt just didn't really want to talk about it. And I totally respect that. It's his life. It's his. So he didn't. It was never discussed on the Junkies that he had a girlfriend.
Right.
And more power to Matt. That's, if you've been following the show for a while, I mean, I'm sure you know some of Matt's history before, of dating and things like that. So I think you want to keep something private. Totally respect that.
I just didn't know, I didn't know how to approach it.
Right.
Because if you see me out and about, I'll talk mm-hmm. to you about it, and I'll introduce her and right. stuff like that. But I didn't know how to.
And I just assumed she didn't want to be part of any radio shenanigans.
No, she does. I mean, she doesn't she's okay being kind of anonymous.
Right.
But she'll
anonymous,
listen.
Anonymous is good.
But, I mean, she'll listen and she watches and everything, and she'll have commentary. She'll have commentary about your new hair plugs. But I didn't know how, I didn't really know how to address everything.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it, you try to be as transparent as possible, and sometimes it's hard to do.
I will say this. In your previous relationship, you were very open, very transparent, and you put it all out there. It didn't work out. And so I totally can see it. You felt burned. Maybe you felt burned like that was stupid to put myself out there, because now I'm feeling embarrassed
of
where I'm at in life. And you had to reset and start all over again.
And I think the hard part is, and I don't know if a lot of people will understand this, but I think the hard part is that when that happens, you have a sense of failure about you. You don't have, your confidence is low. It's not just failure for yourself, but you feel like you've let down other people.
Yeah.
And you have to really come to grips with that. And it's a very difficult thing to do. It's very hard to explain. I'm sure some people get it more than others. But you're kind of navigating waters, uncharted waters.
Yeah.
And, you have this, I don't want to call it a depression, but you just have this view of yourself that you're not happy with. You're upset that you let a lot of people down.
And you don't know what the future holds.
Yes.
And you're unsure.
Yeah. And you're very unsure about things. Mm-hmm. And, it's embarrassing for you. And you're just, but she obviously makes me feel very comfortable, and I'm very happy.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
I knew you were dating someone, and you told me, you had said, "Oh, I'm dating someone." I just didn't share a lot of details. I thought she was a Latina.
Because you've been going to so many Latin concerts, but she's white.
Yeah.
I thought you were dating a Latino. No,
she's not. She's not Latina. Yeah. You think I was going to get with a sultry Latina?
I did, because you were going to so many Cap One concerts of Bad Bunny and a bunch of other guys I'd never heard of. Maybe she just likes Latin music.
Yeah. Hey, once you go brown.
I thought you were dating Patricia de Lima.
No, I have not. But so that's where I am. Yes, you guys can have your own theories and talk amongst yourselves. And
are you going to get married in Hilton Head?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Even know when you're getting married.
I mean, not anytime. It's not anytime soon.
Right. Well, congratulations.
Five-year engagement.
Well, he'll let you know, but don't expect a lot of details beforehand.
Yeah, I just dropped the nuclear bomb on you.
You one up my hair restoration. I can tell you that.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about your hair.
Yeah, so the Twitter mentions will be buzzing today, Valdez.
Yeah, no one cares about your QB Riz ranking. Hey, can I ask a question to you? Why did you get so pissy when I told you I saw the Mission Impossible movie?
Because I love the theater experience, and I know that you like Tom Cruise, and you have told me you are a Mission Impossible expert.
I'm a Mission Impossible guy.
Yeah, maybe an expert's too far, but you've bragged about your knowledge of the films over the years.
I can kind of remember which ones are which. There's a lot.
Nobody else can tell, remembers which ones are which. I mean, come on,
everyone knows number two's the John Woo one. Everyone knows that.
Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, Rogue Nation.
Because you... By the way, masterful job of getting in the announcement and getting out. Now we're on to something else. I don't have anything else to say about it.
You have questions?
No, I don't think I have questions. We're back to Ethan Hunt. Because you and I like Tom Cruise. Everybody loves Tom Cruise. But you know how important the theater is to Tom Cruise. And seeing this movie, I don't care if you have pay-per-views or whatever you're doing, WrestleMania, whatever you're into. I don't care. But this, I felt like we owed it to Tom to go see it in the theater. And for you to, and I know you like to be the expert and have a one-up on everybody on knowledge. And so if you saw it first, you got to give the first review about it and set the tone for Mission Impossible in Washington, D.C.
Do you think this was a propaganda play?
Not necessarily it was a me play where you just,
look at me.
I saw it before everyone else. But also you sacrificed the enjoyment of seeing it on the big screen.
I enjoyed it.
I know, but maybe you would have enjoyed it way more when you get that Dolby. Okay.
The
seat shaking, the popcorn, the whole experience. When the screen widens up when they go to the IMAX. Like, they don't do any of that. And plus, it wasn't I know it. Was it a shaky cam?
I don't know what kind of pee it was in.
Oh yeah.
I will guess it was probably 480p.
So he saw it in 480. Was it in English or subtitles?
No, it was English with English subtitles.
Okay.
Now there were.
That's because the sound was so bad. They had to have the subtitles on for you.
No. Now there were some sort of Asian markings at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like from the guy, his watermark of the guy that did it.
Somebody's getting their head lopped off.
Yeah. And there sometimes there would be like a watermark for like one. It was called 1xbet.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah.
So it was an online casino.
Mm-hmm.
And there were four parts during the 2 hours and 41 minutes of the film that all of a sudden it's like a ad popped in, like you're watching a YouTube video. All right, where all of a sudden
was it a burned copy of like a DVD, or was it actually from a theater? Because sometimes they are. You can't, like a guy sitting in the back row of a theater filming the whole thing.
I think, all right. So I think what happened was When it started,
I love that you admit this. By the way,
when it started, you could see like the camcorder like come up.
you know what I mean?
Like all of a sudden it's black and then it comes up. Now, what I think happened was, this entrepreneur. What he did was he bought the seat. He reserved the seat in front of him because he had it like sitting there because it wasn't shaky.
Mm-hmm.
So he had some sort of stand or he like attached it to the seat in front of him.
I got
you. Because there was no like moving back and forth, zooming in, zooming out. None of that.
Yeah, none of that. Okay.
And the audio wasn't bad either. Now I had my I had it cranked up to 38. On my TV.
But don't you, I thought you liked the theater experience. I mean, who doesn't?
I do.
It's not worth it. Do you pay to go and see it?
I just,
Memorial Day weekend.
I just kind of stumbled into it.
Yeah. You're like a child. You're like a toddler.
No, I couldn't keep it in me.
You know what it is?
It's like a kid. It's like a kid who goes downstairs and looks at his presents before Christmas Day.
That too. It's like, here, it's a game that they do with toddlers. Toddler, you can have one piece of candy now, or you can wait and have three pieces of
candy when we get home.
When we get home or whatever. And they always take the candy right away.
you're comparing me to your
You have your a toddler brain. No, my children have outgrown that. I bet you if I have Blake and Tinley, they're going to take the three pieces of candy.
I have a toddler brain.
Yes, instant gratification.
I put it on. This is what happened. All right, so I put it on, and I go, let me see what's doing, and I get it on there, and I go, okay, this like isn't the best thing in the world. So I'm watching the opening scene, and you know what they do on the opening scene, right? So all of a sudden it's 10 minutes into the, like I'm watching it's 10 minutes into the film. Then all of a sudden, I'm getting siced. I'm getting siced.
You're locked in. So you were just going to take a little sample, but once they played the music and everything, there was no going back.
I was all in. I had to figure out if the MI team was going to take down the entity. I had to figure out what Gabriel was going to do.
No, I'm actually the complete opposite. I want the joy to last so long that like when I watch a TV show, this probably would put you on meg. What's the opposite of binge watching?
Snail watching.
Okay, I snail watch. I will watch 15 to 20 minutes of a show at a night.
I can't do that.
I hit pause. I turn off the TV and I save the next quarter of the show for the next night.
I can't do that. That's like taking one bite of a pizza
and putting it down and then never circling back. I've mastered it. Because if I'm eating my dinner, I only watch the show while I'm consuming the food. All right. If we're not eating together, and as soon as the food's done. Or the scene is over, I hit pause and save it for tomorrow.
I don't know what kind of an alien you are.
The anticipation builds.
I mean, I like to think that I'm such a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I am such a fan. I'm a big fanboy that I can't wait for it to hit the theaters.
You are a two pump chump. I like to edge myself. No, but if it's a movie, I'll just get it all over with at the theater all at once. But at home. Even if I'm watching a movie at home,
but also I like watching it at home. This might be the type of movie you have to watch at home because like 2 hours, 41 minutes, I can't hold my pee that long. I mean,
you need the Jordan Palmer app. I love taking whizzes in the theater in the middle of a movie because if you're enjoying a movie, This probably sounds so weird. I like the run to the bathroom. It's one of the best. If I could rank pees, a movie theater pee is actually at the top of my list because you're so excited with getting this that you run there, you have a big smile on your face, and then you sprint back.
Everyone knows what you're doing when you're getting up.
Yeah.
I had to see it. When I was out there, I had to see it.
Yeah, you like it.
And honestly, I don't want, it's also the type of movie I don't want Kevin to ruin for me. Not give away anything, but just like if he's really down on it, like I don't think he's going to be down on it, but if he was really down on it and gave it like a 2 or 2.5,
I don't even know what the reviews are saying.
And then also reading reviews, like I get swayed reading reviews.
Oh, and I think it's hard not to. If it's a bomb, it's hard not to.
And I've seen people say like it's a bomb, like, and that would completely throw me off. And I'm so happy that I saw it before I read any of those types of reviews, because that would honestly, instead of me being hyped to go in to see the movie, I would be like dreading it. Like I would turn it on. I'd be like, oh, my God, this is going to be a 2.5 hour slog because everyone says it's so bad.
Right.
One thing that to keep an eye out. Number one, Ving Rhames looks awful.
That actually hurts because Ving Rhames to me has looked the same for 30 years.
It was jarring. He looked the same in Baby Boy as he did in...
Well, he just looked good in the last one.
I know.
Part one.
He looks terrible.
Yeah. All right? What about Simon Pegg?
Looks even worse.
You're really breaking my heart here.
I know. I finally figured out why the series is ending. Yeah, I mean, just think. Mm-hmm. Just think. It's a multi-million, maybe even a billion-dollar franchise. It was definitely a billion-dollar franchise.
Mm-hmm.
They got to end it because all the main guys are just geriatric. Like, there's no way they could go in and save the world with how...
Is there any chance that they actually end the franchise? Or is this, like, so big that we'll get a new Ethan Hunt? It's like James Bond.
It's good. No.
There's no chance they end the franchise.
It has to hibernate a little bit. Like
For like 10 years.
Yeah, you can't go in the off the heels of Tom Cruise and then all of a sudden...
Chalamet.
Yeah, have an MI9. No, when Timothy gets older, I could definitely see him doing this.
Right. Yeah, I know when Timothy Chalamet is like 40, they'll start it.
Yeah.
Actually, he might be a little older than that. He might be almost 30 now or over 30.
But I would be sad to see. I would be sad to see it go.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know what you're going to love? It's going to be your favorite scene out there. Is Tom Cruise is hand to hand combat. And his skivvies.
You've brought up that underwear scene. I mean, it really made an impression on you.
Well, I like the fact that he wears black boxer briefs.
Wait, hold on. Can Tom Cruise bring boxer briefs back? Oh, they're boxer briefs, not briefs.
Yeah, boxer briefs. If they were briefs.
Yeah, like cocktail or something.
No.
What movie is that?
That's God, it's the one
with the pink shirt.
I know, it's the one with the hookers where they're out of town.
No, we're so stupid.
It's gonna kill me. Why?
I've actually never seen that movie.
Oh my God. Where he's hiring hookers for his Ivy League school. Isn't he at Princeton or something like that? All right, Tom Cruise. Risky business.
Yeah. Somebody Biddy's screaming at the speakers.
Sorry, I got it before I put it up there.
All right, good job.
All right, risky business. He could definitely do it. He's the
king of what's cool. He's got Riz.
Yeah, he definitely has Riz. I actually think I'm going to start getting some black boxer briefs.
Who doesn't wear black boxer briefs? I'm wearing black boxer briefs right now. What? You're not a boxer brief guy?
No, I wear compression shorts when I golf and when I work out.
Yeah. Does anyone still wear boxers?
No.
You know what I mean? Like 90s boxers.
Maybe to bed.
How did those ever become famous? Or like whatever, popular?
I don't know. It was a 90s, early 2000s thing.
If you still wear actual boxers... tweet it. Assume everyone wears boxers.
Show us a picture of your
like
boxers.
Like your plaid boxers that you actually wear under your jeans.
You know, no. Show us it popping out of your jeans like Joe Boxer ads.
Right. Nobody wears boxers. I bet you more people wear briefs now than actual old school Hanes briefs than
whitey tighties
than they do.
Maybe.
Than they do boxers. All right, let's take a break. We come back, we talk about my hair procedure.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. You guys can basically turn off the show right now. No other big announcements.
You definitely one up to me.
Sorry, bud. But when we come back, I have a lot of questions about your hair procedure.
Yeah.
And I need to know if you're going to be suicidal afterwards.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Welcome back, biddies, to episode 172. Before we get to Drab's hair plugs, we got to let everyone know about our plug for Don't Sleep energy drink. That's right. This episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep. Show support for Bald Drabby and newly engaged Valdez. Right now, go to don'tsleepenergy.com. Get some. Get your energy shot. Get your sugar-free energy. Drab's got a sugar-free energy out right now. They got refreshing 12-ounce cans. They got the new, it's a silver bullet look, which I like. And you, hey, use that promo code BIDDIES right now at don'tsleepenergy.com and save 10% on every order. They also have it on Amazon. Get some today. Get some swag with your Don't Sleep Energy. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. And speaking of great, I got to get another look at that great bald head, because I don't know how I'm gonna get used to it.
Take a good look around, Valdez. That's right. It's disappearing. It looks extra nubs right now.
I know. Trust me. I could tell what you're doing
because I've been growing it out for whatever.
One last before and after picture. I know what you're doing. Well, you're making that before picture look real nubby.
I also always pay for my haircuts because it's just one of my life leaks. I don't like to cut my own hair.
Yeah.
And I know that they're going to buzz it on Thursday. So I've been letting it grow for like over a month.
Save yourself about $23.
Yeah.
not going to the Korean chop shop.
Yeah.
I got a lot of questions about this.
I'm glad you have questions. And by the way, thank you. You set the tone yesterday when I made the announcement, and you stood up and applauded, and you were happy.
I was the first.
Can I say, you know the phrase, love to see you win? Valdez loved to see me win yesterday.
I think I'm the most excited for you out of everybody. I mainly because I'm around you so much, and I can see how self-conscious you are about your head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of know how much it means to you to have hair, and it feels like a win for the team that like you got this endorsement. Like this is like
anything is possible.
Yeah, anything is possible. Yeah. You're like a trailblazer.
I love that.
Okay. You're like the Deshaun Watson.
All right. Let's pick someone else.
No. You got the first.
Oh, the guarantee.
Yeah,
you got
the first fully guaranteed contract.
Yeah.
Now it feels like, you know.
You're next.
Yeah, you're next. You could get the next one.
All right.
And that's not trying to be selfish, but I'm just saying like this is probably the best endorsement that anyone has ever had. In terms of a life changing experience.
This isn't getting like a new front door from Thompson Creek or something.
Yeah, this isn't a hot tub. This isn't a Pupatella, and we love Pupatella. This isn't a Pupatella gift card where you can get free pizza anytime you go.
Biggest life changing endorsement.
Like it is, like even though it's only like one procedure, this will literally change your life.
So I've never been
happier for someone to get something like this.
Thank you. It's funny just the way things work out. I mean, I've gone to different.
It's been an odyssey.
I've had this carrot dangled in front of me for at least 5 years of going to consultations, right? Going to different doctors. Somebody says they have a lead on something. Yeah.
How many doctors? How many doctors or clinics or people you visited?
Probably four.
That's a lot.
Over the last couple of years. But it's always, I told you, there was always a lot. You guys heard me complaining about it like a month ago, that there was always a lot of red tape and there was postponed and all kinds of stuff.
So many hoops.
So many hoops to jump through. There's legal issues on our end. There's, you know, what happens if Drab gets this endorsement, right? They do the procedure and Drab is fired or Drab quits. What happened if I quit on Friday? Like I get this thing and I quit on Friday. Like that would be an issue.
Yeah.
So we had to sort out all the different kinds of things. And
I'm glad you're telling people that, because I think some people, like when they hear the junks, like do their like crop came over the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Like how are they able to have crop come over nonstop and fix a dent in their fridge and like Drab all of a sudden can't just get this done. Like why is it so hard? But I'm glad you're kind of opening the door to all of these different possibilities that could happen.
So and we give Sam Weiner a hard time on the show, you know, say a sales guy, but Sam came through. At the end of the day, Sam came through. He got the deal done, and
I think it happened
because it wasn't easy.
I think what helped put this all together is the doctor and the show's relationship that really helped. The doctor gets the show, and you being a prime candidate for it.
It all started back last summer when Dr. Doug Burka called in. He was just listening. I think we were talking about going to Turkey.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to do a boys trip to Turkey. And he was like, don't do that. And there's, you know, if people go to Turkey and, you know, I guess, you know, that's a decision that some people make or to another country. I'm so glad I never did that. And
you're doing it the right way.
I'm doing it the right way. And now look, it's, you know, the reason why some people go to Turkey. Yeah, it is less expensive, but there are a lot of drawbacks about going to Turkey.
It's less expensive for a reason.
Right. None of this even makes sense to me. Like you don't get it. And I'm glad Valdez, like you're like, why does he care so much? I always hear like JP, I think have said that to me. People have said, I don't know how to explain it. Just imagine if you got a full head of hair out there, you just wake up and your hair starts falling out and like there's nothing you can do about it, right? It's emasculating, right? Mm-hmm. Because you know that unfortunately you're probably not more attractive in the way you see yourself without hair. I mean, not everyone's Jason Statham.
Right. Like you said, there's a 1% out there that look amazing bald, but like you said, the majority is how you view yourself.
Yeah, it's how you view yourself, and you're just like, damn, I'm not the man I used to be, right? Mm-hmm. I'm old. I'm just not as good looking. Everybody wants to look their best. That's just part of human nature.
Of course.
I had no control over it.
You want to put your best foot forward.
Yeah.
You're not doing that when you're bald.
And so you wake up, you see all the hair on your pillow or in the shower.
Oh.
Over the years, and you just, it's...
I didn't realize that's a thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'll see it. Or you would run your, you know, touch your hair. You just run your head through your hair, and you would see it.
You have a clump, hand?
It'll just come out every time. Like, I could run... Every time I swiped my head, I would have hair in my hand when I was in my early 20s.
That's
like,
tilting.
It was a slow death. it's a slow, painful death. And it's great to know that this... I'm super... By the way, guys, I realize that I am... super fortunate, right?
Because you deserve it. You deserve it.
I thank you, but I don't feel sheepish.
I don't want you to feel sheepish about this.
I don't know if sheepish is the right word.
You deserve this.
I don't know if sheepish is the right word, but I'm definitely feel just very like I'm so blessed to have this opportunity.
How much would this procedure cost if you weren't having a station deal and everything? Are you allowed to say?
I don't know if I should say that, right? Because okay. That's not for me to say, because there are so many different options out there.
Okay.
And different. Okay.
There's something for different budgets.
It's affordable.
Okay.
Right? If it's important to you, it's affordable. They would go, if you're doing...
It's like buying a car. You can buy a very high-end car mm-hmm. that has all the bells and whistles. You can buy a four-door... Corolla that's they get to roll the windows down on.
Right. And honestly, I don't even know exactly how much it would, because I'm not paying for it. Right.
Right.
So because it's in part of endorsement. So I haven't seen all the numbers.
That's not your department.
I do know that it is affordable. Like there could be people who live in the city or in a regular paycheck and make it work. So maybe I will at some point feel more comfortable when I learn more details about it. But again, there's so many, there's non-surgical options. There's all kinds of stuff that you can mm-hmm. do. Or a lot of it depends on how many actual grafts they're taking out of your head and moving them to the front. Mm-hmm. So,
can you tell I love the terminology of harvesting.
I know. I, yeah. It's
I don't know why.
It's like we're, it's like wheat. Yeah.
You know, I have the vision of like a winery. And you know how like some years are like better years because mm-hmm. you harvest the grape at a better time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how I envision it. If you go for your retouch, it might not be as good of a harvest as May 22nd, 2025.
Yeah, that's part of it. I don't know if every seed bears fruit, Valdez, you know, when they do it. Like it's a you know, kind of a complicated process.
Are they going to overseed it like fairways?
No. That's what they do, and that's what they do in Turkey. Like they just do
they expect a percentage to not grow.
Well, they'll just pull way too much out. And so then you'll have like patches in the back of your head or you got to make sure it's done right. Anyway, so one of the things I'm glad I waited until I met Dr. Burka. It's just funny how things work out, because he's a listener of the show. He totally gets me. He's not some like the first people I met didn't even know who the Junkies were. Like somebody said, oh, you should do advertising radio. And they were like, oh, okay. And I'm glad it didn't work out, because I didn't feel as comfortable with them. They didn't get the show.
Right.
They didn't get that Eric Bickle was going to ask the dumbest things on air. I love Eric, but what was that today? What do you want me to say to that, Eric? If you don't even know what I'm talking about, just go back. Did you cut it out of the podcast?
No, I didn't. I put it
in. Go back
there.
And listen. I mean, it would be like me asking Eric... I heard BMWs that get poor safety ratings when he's doing his BMW, right? I mean, he said something about, do people kill themselves after LASIK surgery? Could that happen to you? No, that's not going to happen.
That was a wild one.
Yeah. But Dr. Burke is awesome. He gets the show. He listens to the show. He's podcasting all the time if he's not listening live. And so it's just somebody that more my age, I feel very comfortable with. Is like, you know.
Do you get a sense? I kind of get a sense that that like I think definitely Eric and I think JP, like, they kind of want this to fail. Do you kind of get that sense?
Well,
like, Eric thinks this is funny. I understand that.
I expect that there is humor in it. Don't get me wrong. There is humor in it. That I am aware of that. I am a trailblazer, as Valdez says. I am, what do they say, knocking down doors or...
Going through the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Smashing the glass ceiling.
Yes. I am tearing down stereotypes.
Okay. All right. Hey, I like that.
I'm the guinea pig. I'm putting myself out there. That's part of the deal, right? Like... Nobody wants to go on social media and say, look at my hair transplant. I will be doing that. I will be showing the growth. Everyone will know I have a hair transplant. Most people who get it done, if you're one of the boys out there who's thinking about this, nobody's going to know probably unless you tell people. Unless it's something incredible.
Well, like, this might be a first.
Right.
Like, because you say people go into hiding and all of that. You could be a trailblazer in that you go, you know what? Boys, I'm getting a hair transplant.
Yeah.
Hey, it would be nice for you to encourage me, but it's getting done. I'm just letting you know right now.
Yeah, it's not, I don't want it, people to be embarrassed by it, right? I want people to just be societal norm, Valdez, is what I want.
You know, it's kind of like coming out as gay.
Yeah. You saw how, like, things have changed on... You're right. I'm Jason Collins, all right? First one to do it. Right. Michael Sam.
Drabby Sam. Yeah. I like that.
All right.
Hey, Drab's coming out the closet. I'm coming out.
Exactly.
The world.
Now it's no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal, guys. Right. Come on. So what? I'm gay.
And,
no big deal.
And if, you know, a lot of people, most people aren't as bald as me. And if you are, people are probably going to notice if you get a hair transplant. Yeah. But a lot of people are just starting to thin, or they're thinning a little bit. Maybe you're like Valdez. You're not quite as thick as you used to be. Right?
I'm thick. Oh,
there's
I'm
options
thick.
For it. Anyways, it's a big day tomorrow. I will be out Thursday. I'll be out Friday. I got to sleep like in a chair afterwards for a couple days.
Oh, that's going to be a
disaster.
Because
if I lay down, they could all fall out. Or some of them. So you got to like sit after a couple days.
You need to wear a shower cap.
I can't shower. I don't think for
a few
days.
But like wear a shower.
Oh, well, I think if they fall out, they
fall out.
Yeah, I got to stay away from my kids for a few days.
That's what you're most looking forward to.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me the reasoning behind the strategy of telling Sarah the day before you go.
I just didn't want to get
her hopes up.
Yeah. I don't think she even cares. In hindsight, it was a poor decision because it kind of messed with me making the plans or the arrangements for everything.
Yeah.
I only told her like a week ago, but so it made it a bit more challenging. I don't know. I just didn't want to. I've told her every other time before, and so I just didn't want to be like, oh, I'm getting this, and her like roll her eyes and be like, oh, it's not happening.
Here you go again.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
And she knows it's important to me, so she's supportive of it. I tried something different this time and ended up working out because she knew about all the consultations I went before to other doctors and everything, and it never worked. So. You'll hear me doing live reads. I'll be doing live reads. You'll hear me the recorded spots all the time.
Now that's what I'll be jealous of.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing extra.
Yeah, I know.
I just got the procedure. So again, but I truly am very excited. So far, it's been an amazing experience. It's Dr. Doug Burka from the Maine, M-A-N-E, Valdez, like a lion's mane, Maine Center for Advanced Hair Restoration.
Yeah. Hey, I got one more hypothetical for you.
Oh, Dr. Burka will be on the show next week.
Oh, great.
On Bit Season.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, I got one more question. It's not a question. It's more of a hypothetical for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's say next year it's June 12th. Pick like Juneteenth.
Okay.
All right. We're doing the Junkies Beach Bash appearance.
Okay, you got my attention.
All right, we're doing the Junkies Beach Bash appearance. And then we're doing a live show from Secrets Jamaica, USA.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're there. We're hanging out with listeners. It's the 9 o'clock hour. You know, maybe we're doing some loosey goosey Q&A stuff. And there's a line of guys that, you know, they've met you maybe once or twice before at an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just seeing you now. And they say, oh, my God, Drabby, look at that hair. Let me run my hand through that. Would you allow that?
100%. 100%. I want people to feel the experience. All right.
Okay. Hey, that could be your slug line.
I don't even know what that means. I feel the experience.
I don't know. Like a your slug line.
That was so corny.
Hey, do you think maybe what we could do for a bit is, all right, like 8 months.
I have to say, Valdez, I'm not going to look like Sam Hartman.
Okay.
You know, with like flow.
I know.
It's possible. Like if I did it a few times, and they're probably possibly after my second one, if I do that, we have to see how everything develops.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fluid situation.
Yeah, because right now I would be a good candidate probably for a second one. Like guys like Cakes and I, we would probably have to do multiple ones. But a lot of people are a lot less bald than me.
Okay.
It's possible that I could have, you know, get it pretty thick. Tempered expectations, Valdez. All right. Let's just see how it goes.
All right. Could we do this as a possibility?
Mm.
All right. Junkies drinking show.
Yeah.
All right. We get a line.
December?
Yeah, December.
Mm-hmm.
We get a line of baldies.
Okay. All right. I like this.
All right.
Yeah.
They can line up and they touch your hair and they salute their bald king, who once was bald, now has hair.
I love it. All right. If they want to do that.
All right. Yeah. All right,
what do they get out of it?
I don't know. You're their king.
Yeah. Come up with something. Yeah.
No, I'll come up with something like that.
All right, Valdez, you teased it there for a second.
Okay.
All right. I want to talk about Ocean City.
Oh, near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. This one definitely should be near and dear to your heart. This is not our idea. Okay, this is stolen, but I think it's a no-brainer.
Stealing once,
Don Geronimo and Chad Dukes say, if you steal from me, you're stealing twice.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not an original Junks producer idea, but I think we can take it and make it our own.
Right.
The other day, I forgot. I'd seen this before, but I forgot they do this. I saw the other day on Boomer and Geo. Because
okay.
They are on the CBS Sports Network in the morning sometimes.
Yeah.
So our TVs are on. I walked around. I saw an advertisement for this Friday. It said, live from the beach in New Jersey, Boomer and Geo.
Oh, down in the Jersey Shore?
Jersey Shore, yeah. Belmar Beach, I think it's called. And I saw it and I'm like, oh my God. Valdez, we have to be doing shows from the beach this summer or whenever we can.
Would be amazing.
It's such a Junks branded type of event that it's such a, like, we have to do it. Our listeners are in Ocean City or Dewey Beach or whatever they are. You pick the spot. I'm not the Eastern Shore guy.
Okay.
But we should have like a Thursday, Friday like Junkies at the Beach show.
Right.
From Monty's or the Starboard or whatever it is.
Secrets.
Fagers. You know the spots.
Okay.
Whatever they sell it to, whoever we can do it. Presented by Surfside.
Oh, Junkies. Well, Surfside should be all over that.
Junkies Bash at the Beach, presented by Surfside at the Starboard in Dewey Beach.
Okay.
And we do a live show there from 6 to 10 a.m. Monumental crew goes up there. They get the TV guys. So it's all on TV. Everyone's wearing their old school favorite basketball jerseys.
Can we do some like beach reindeer games?
100%.
Like we have EB play spike ball with Rom against whoever.
Yes. I don't know if it's too late for the summer. Like, because the Junkies vacation is every, but there are some dates I've circled in like mid July, somewhere around there, late July before training camp starts, that might possibly work. If not, We have to do it next year.
I'm so down. You want to know why? You want to know why this
and
is
it's
a great
something
idea?
It's not a one-off. Like, this is something that people would take their own vacation around.
So this gives me, and I love the pivot here. It gives me Sundress Silly's vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, our audience is predominantly male. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
and the whole point of Sundress Silly's was to appreciate women in sundresses. Well, I think it would be harder now to pull off Sundress Silly's with our demographic than back in the day. But this is just pure beach. Doesn't matter if guy, girl, whatever your age is, you all go to the beach.
Everyone loves the beach.
Mm-hmm. This is an homage to the beach.
Could we get like, instead of us all having, you know, staying at a flop house, what do you call those motels there?
Flea bags.
Okay. Instead of us staying at, could we get like an Airbnb?
Of course.
Like a 7-bedroom Airbnb.
Oh, yeah, they got,
crashes.
They got a billion of those.
Yeah.
This is what I like is that we would also, we would basically be recording everything. Mm-hmm. It would be like the Bop House.
Oh, okay. like a content, yeah, we would a content have a, we creator
have a
house?
We would have a content creating household.
For the week?
Yeah. For however many days we're there.
Yeah.
All right. And we're just constantly filming stuff to put on the website for like a behind the scenes YouTube series of skits and bits that we're doing.
So much like nighttime activity.
Yeah, of course.
Outside of the show, it would be 24/7 content for like 5 days.
Yes.
Now, look, we would be intoxicated during a lot of it outside the show hours, you know, that night or having a good time. So we can't, you know, we got to be able to let loose a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's.
That also reminds me the drunkest I've ever been in my life was in Dewey Beach. Do you remember that?
Yes, of course I remember. You were passed out on the bed at like 8 o'clock at night.
Not even 8 o'clock. Like, what year was that? 2018 or something?
Yeah, something like that. 2018.
Valdez and I, the junkies didn't want to go, and we went to the Starboard.
Yeah, for the running of the bull.
For the running of the bull, and we did a we did an appearance there, kind of.
Yeah.
And we were just told to come up for the day and hang out. And it was me, you, my friend Bobby Shambles, and you, I forget your friend.
Ryan.
Name. Ryan, yeah. I've passed out at 6 o'clock. In the evening, and puked for 12 straight hours. Kept getting up, vomiting all over the bathroom. I'm sure the bed. I can't remember all the details, but I remember a lot of vomit. And the four of us stayed in a flea bag in Dewey Beach.
You know what was the best part of that is so not only were we the only ones there for the appearance. But Screech and Slapshot were there.
Oh yeah, the guys inside. Yeah.
And then so after the appearance when Screech and Slapshot and Major Tutty are all hanging out at the Starboard, we're all partying together in the motel.
That was so random.
Hey, Screech, they're in their uniforms, they take off their head. Hey, what's up, guys? You got beer?
Oh, that's right. They were in their uniform.
Yeah,
they were. Why were in their uniform? Why were they in the mascots?
Because they couldn't be seen. Because what they said is they couldn't be seen with it off. So when we were hanging out in the balcony, like they're not allowed to take their head off.
Yeah.
So like when they went inside, they would take
it
off.
So random.
They probably also didn't bring enough clothing.
Yeah.
They probably didn't think they were going to stay there that night. So they just came in their attire.
We partied with the mascots. Those boys could get down.
Yeah.
So anyways, junkies bash at the beach.
This would be a little more low key.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, if you want to get so drunk and pass out, more power to you, I guess. But I just think it would be something that we can build on and people look forward to every year for the next decade or however long the junkies do the show for. I have no idea.
I like it. You know I love the beach.
Mm-hmm.
This is right up my alley.
Get away from the kids and the family for a few days. No wives.
Yeah.
We have a no, this is for you, Valdez, no wives, all right? Not that we're looking to, we want to be able to just, it's a boys.
Yeah, boys bonding.
Yeah.
No significant others.
It could be great for, and no excuses. No, Jason won't be able to say, oh, I don't have a hotel room to drink, right? Or he won't be able to say, oh, we got a show tomorrow.
My daughter's coming up, I'm going to go stay with them.
Yes.
None of this. I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock shit.
Yeah. No more of I'm blowing 0.02 after 4 hours of a drinking show.
You know.
Oh, and they have to be able to drink during the show. Oh, you know what, though? We have to get a special license.
Okay.
Because you can't serve alcohol in Ocean City until like 8 or 9 o'clock.
The rule is 9 o'clock.
And is that Ocean City?
That's Ocean City.
Maybe Dewey Beach a little earlier. I'm not sure, but
Delaware is 8.
Look at you. How do you know that off the top of your head?
Because I'm a professional.
You are. That is close to your heart.
Everyone knows when you go to breakfast at Barn 34, uh-huh. You can't get a Bloody Mary or a Bellini till 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right, so 9 a.m.
Everyone knows that.
Somebody hyped. I forget who told me about Barn 34.
Probably
John DePompa, maybe. Somebody gave me some tips on a place to go. And no, it wasn't you. I remember it wasn't you. Somebody really liked Barn 34.
Well, it's got the best breakfast in Ocean City.
A lot going on the show this week. So I think this was a good show. I don't know if it's been an hour. Feels like it.
Yeah, it has.
We'll be back next week. Dr. Burkle will be on the show. We'll kind of recap. I know Eric. I know I've taken shots at him. Eric is super kind of into my hair. Restoration here. So hopefully on Tuesday on the show, if all goes well, we can do a big unveiling. All right.
I'm really excited. Also, did you say you're calling in tomorrow? Did you mention that?
Yeah, I'm going to call in.
Okay, sorry.
Well, probably. I mean, it just depends how it goes, but I'll do a check-in.
I can't wait for a check-in. Can you send pictures as well so we can like tweet them out while you're on the phone?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm sure everyone's going to be very curious as to what you look like.
We'll tweet them out. I'll put them on my Instagram, all that kind of stuff.
Great, great.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Wish me luck tomorrow.
I will.
And we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Later.
Bye.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.